Most creative agency owners are tackling the question of how to keep their marketing alive and make client acquisition a smoother and more predictable process. They need visibility and more conversations with decision makers. For nearly two decades, I've specialized in helping agencies acquire more leads through different visibility strategies. And what I've noticed is this: not all agencies are made alike and therefore are not designed to thrive following exactly the same methodologies when it comes to marketing and getting in front of new business. I've broken this down into four agency archetypes for the benefit of this podcast today. One isn't better than the other, but you'll likely find one particular archetype suits you best. And therefore, the strategies for that archetype will be more effective for you. And most likely, many of you are attempting strategies that are not bringing about your strengths and rather have you feeling really frustrated, actually, when it comes to potential new leads. So today's episode is all about identifying your archetype. And then next time we're going to go into strategies based on the archetypes. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Ellis-Maldery. I'm a new business and marketing consultant with over 80 years of experience with leading London agencies. And before we get started, I want to ask a question. Do you have a system for generating consistent leads? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you really should. And I want to talk to you about how you're managing it. I found that setting your agency up with tools for automation can accelerate leads to your business and save you time. That's how I help my clients. You can find out how I can help your agency drive business and save time by going to caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. And I'll have more info in the show notes. Okay, now for today's episode. So while I wouldn't dream of reducing your agency to just one description, these archetypes are more a map of possibilities when you embrace an approach that fits you better with the way you work. Think of it like trying on shoes. You could squeeze into a size that nearly fits just to have a certain look or brand, even if it pinches your feet and leaves you exhausted and in pain at the end of the day. But why settle for discomfort when you can choose a perfect fit that not only feels right, but looks incredible? It's about finding the balance that works for you. It's not just in terms of style, but in comfort and performance as well. So without further ado, I want to get into the archetypes that we have laid out for agencies. And these are based, as I said, on our experience with agencies and just understanding what attributes are similar to the various different kind of archetypes, personalities of agencies that we found. And I just want to repeat again, I know I said it already, but before we get in, if you find the one that suits you, you might feel, it might feel a little derogatory. It might feel a little bit uncomfortable to be called out. The intention really isn't to spell out one being better than the other. It's really understanding how you work so we can best tailor a solution to your working style. So without further ado, that first agency archetype is Scrappy. And I want to really reiterate here that scrappy is not a negative thing. Many creative agencies come from a scrappier approach. So think instead, resourceful, quick thinking, imaginative. You know, if you're scrappy, if you see solutions where other people see immovable obstacles, you don't tend to let limited resources prevent you from pushing forward towards what you want to do. You're not terrified of risk. Yes, you may get nervous like anyone, but that doesn't stop you from trying anyway. And most of your greatest opportunities come from the small to large risks that you've taken. You may like a sense of security, but you value your freedom more. You can't, and I mean, after all, that's probably why you started an agency anyhow. You can't imagine yourself happy in a really formal work setting or working for others for too long. And that might be what appeals about agency in general, because you are moving around from project to project and be challenged by different client types and different industry to work with. You love learning new things and might consider yourself multi-passionate or multi-talented. And for that reason, it can feel restricting to niche yourself down too much. You thrive under pressure or a set of clear deadlines. Tight deadlines and challenging projects actually bring out some of your best work. You may not always enjoy the stressful parts of it, but you're usually happy with the end result. I remember from my time in agency, the best work gets created during last minute panic or worse to that effect. And another way of framing that was the amount of work you need to do will stretch the length of time that you're given to complete it. And that doesn't mean we should always be in last minute panic mode, but it does tend to mean that when we're constrained by time, we're more efficient, productive, and actually produce some of our best work. Then a next attribute that we want to talk about in terms of scrappy is that you may perform better with sprints over marathons. So in other words, you tend to get a lot done in short bursts rather than planning too far into the future and watching the results trickle in at a slower pace. A lot of your success has come through less conventional means. You can DIY your way through most things. You learn quickly, you get offered opportunities, or they seem to come your way and you can't always explain why. You might have opted out the more conventional corporate path. Most entrepreneurs have a large dose of the scrappy archetype. I mean, let's face it, you probably wouldn't be an entrepreneur if you didn't have some of these attributes. But the problem arises when it feels like things have to stay in scrappy mode forever. I can really identify with that feeling, that kind of sense of when am I ever going to feel completely in control of everything that's going on. It feels like there are many plates spinning. And even when we've completed one thing, my mind is already on to the next thing and focusing on how we're going to get that done. And so, and you're never off the treadmill. You never feel satisfied. You never feel complete. And that can feel very uncomfortable. However, there are ways to leverage your scrappier skills while also finding more peace and security in your business, which has definitely been a focus for me. And I will talk more about that in the next episode. But let's see if these other archetypes resonate before we get to that. So number two is traditional. A traditional agency stands the test of time, following tried and tested methods and maintaining long-standing client relationships. They bring a lot of experience and usually an established team and many departments. They lead with professionalism and a deep understanding of the market. These are usually the larger, more established agencies. You know you're traditional if you already have a rich portfolio of clients. You have years, if not decades, of successful campaigns to share. You prefer structure and value people and departments having clear roles. Sales and creative are not usually the same department. You value security. You will take risks, but you want to make sure that it doesn't greatly compromise your sense of security. You may have taken a more traditional route with your education and career. You likely knew what you wanted to do and value progressing up through your chosen career. You have a comprehensive service offering. Thanks to your size and experience, you can offer a wide array of services from design through to advertising across venturing into new worlds, digital marketing, etc. And not only do you offer those services based on what your clients' needs are and pull people in from externally to deal with those, you have established departments that are set up to offer those services to clients because you're at such a scale or stage of establishment. You invest in long-term strategies. Your focus is on sustainable growth and enduring campaigns rather than quick wins. You do appreciate a sense of hierarchy and the opportunity to earn that role. Hierarchy means clear channels of communication for you, and that keeps things organized and therefore profitable. Traditional is great, and it requires a slightly different approach from the scrappier archetype. The third archetype I want to talk to you about today is the collaborator. Collaborators are known for their approachable demeanor, strong emphasis on client relationships, and a collaborative spirit that permeates every project. They enjoy working with people and tend to see their clients and team members as partners. Sales calls and meetings can feel more like a conversation. They may choose to create cooperative agencies where everyone has a stake. And we've seen the rise of that a lot recently. There are loads of different ways of describing it, hub and spoke model and collectives, etc. So many of these have arisen over the past few years for many, many different reasons, both in terms of the Great Resignation and COVID and lots of different situations that have provided us the opportunity to get more inventive about the ways our agencies are organized and situated as well. So you know you're a collaborator if your approach to projects is deeply democratic. You value everyone's input. You prioritize relationship building. For you, forging strong, genuine relationships with clients and team members is just as important as the work itself. Meetings are essentially a brainstorming session for you. You want everybody thinking and talking, contributing. You're not a fan of hierarchy. Your agency structure is more horizontal than vertical, with open lines of communication across all levels. And that's not to say that is always feels good. That can feel quite difficult to manage sometimes, but that would be an example of something that typifies this archetype. You're open to co-creating with other agencies and freelancers rather than seeing them as competition. For me, this is one of the biggest markers between the traditional agency and the newer generation of agency, is this attitude towards learning and sharing and collaborating rather than strict lines of and Chinese walls of we can't work with those people, they're our competitor. You like decisions to include more than one voice. You might explore cooperative business models, as we've already mentioned. And empathy drives your clients' interactions. You strive to understand your clients' needs and challenges on a deeper level. You invest in team building and culture. The work you're most proud of is the result of collaborative efforts. You'll often see the scrappier archetypes working with the collaborators, sometimes at the same person. But if you lean more towards collaboration, it can play a huge role in how you position yourself. Most importantly, don't try and be the traditional archetype. It might be if you identify with this archetype and you found yourself in a traditional style of agency before, that's felt deeply uncomfortable for you. And perhaps you've looked internally to understand why that was the case, rather than understand that the style of the setup of that business model wasn't appropriate for your type of personality. So the fourth archetype I want to talk about is the lone wolf. Lone wolves take the freelancer route at first, or they remain sole proprietors for a longer period of time. They want to grow and have stability, but they also prefer a simpler business model. Lone wolf agencies tend to have low overhead and bring on freelancers as needed or as the project requires. You know you're a lone wolf if you prefer working solo or in a very small team. The idea of navigating a large agency's hierarchy or the dynamics of a big team doesn't appeal to you at all. You thrive in a flexible working environment. The ability to set your own schedule and work from locations of your choosing is not just a perk. It's a necessity for your best work. You don't like the idea of clocking in for someone else forever. Creative control is non-negotiable for you. You have a specific vision for your work and prefer having autonomy to see it through without compromises. Your portfolio reflects your personal brand. Each piece of work you showcase is a reflection of your unique style and approach. You are driven by passion projects. Your work often aligns closely with your personal interests and passions, making each project a labor of love. Efficiency is your middle name. You have mastered the art of delivering high quality work with minimal overhead and maximum effectiveness. Often the lone wolf archetype will also closely resonate with the scrappier one. The difference is usually in the desire for growth. A scrappy entrepreneur is often going for growth in revenue and in team, while a lone wolf desires a revenue amount that allows them the freedom to have the quality of life that they want. A lone wolf craves a slower, more relaxed working environment as well. They can do deadlines and sprints, but they prefer more consistency and predictability. That might mean return clients, for example, and that's what mainly sets them apart from scrappier entrepreneurs. So these are the four main archetypes. I've worked with every archetype described and all are valid and effective, just different. In the next episode, we're going to cover the marketing strategies I've observed that work best for each of these. And when you lean into that, it's amazing what it can unlock when it comes to better results and more ease in your client acquisition process. So I just want to ask a quick question before you go. Do you want to move new business from the bottom of your to-do list to the done list? I know most design agency founders wear multiple hats and juggle a billion different tasks. You know you want to confidently market your services and get new business, but you don't want it at the cost of burning your yearly budget or feeling sleazy when you're selling your services. So how can you ensure that you not only find perfect prospects, but also close them confidently without spending every second on marketing or pouring money down the drain? Most importantly, can you do it without morphing into a pushy salesperson? And that's what we help with at Caffeine. You can book a strategy call with us at caffeine.club. That's kaffeen.club. And hit the book a call link, or just head to the show notes and you will see a link. And if you like this episode, I really appreciate it if you can share, review or like it, or all three. It helps you to produce more free content for this podcast, and I super appreciate it. Until the next episode, wishing you a busy new business pipeline. Bye for now.